Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In 1946, Pope Pius XI made a startling statement. He said, "Perhaps the greatest sin in the world today is that people have begun to lose the sense of sin." And that hasn't gotten any less true as time's progressed. People don't seem to have any shame whatsoever in all kinds of areas. They don't seem to feel remorse for their selfishness, for being inconsiderate or lustful or ambitious or resentful or greedy. They just say that's who they are, that they know what they want, and that they have a right to happiness. So many cliche phrases to paper over these deep abysses of sin. And yet, unless we can bring people back to a sense of their own sinfulness, unless we can be convicted of our own sinfulness by the Holy Spirit, unless we can be open to that action of the Spirit in our own lives, then Christianity will have nothing to offer the world, and Jesus will have nothing to offer as well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
You can't have Christianity without an awareness of sin, any more than you can have medicine without some awareness of a disease. C.S. Lewis reportedly said that it used to be that people were aware of their own lamentable depravity, and you could offer them faith as a way out. But there's no sense telling people about a Savior when they don't really think they have anything they need to be saved from. So what does it take to bring people to an awareness of their sinfulness? How do we get them to recognize that they need a Savior? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There's a fascinating psychological incident in the fifth chapter of Luke's Gospel. Simon Peter, the fisherman, hasn't been able to catch fish all night. He's been trying and trying. No luck. Then Jesus tells him to try one more time. Put out into the deep and lower your nets. Peter says, "Okay, I'm the professional fisherman. I've been trying all night, so I don't think it's happening right now because it's morning and that's not when fish come. Once the sun's up, all over. But if you say so, I'll try." So he puts his nets out and catches so many fish, the net starts to break. Now here's where it gets interesting. Simon doesn't just say, "Wow, what a miracle. I'm convinced that you're truly the Son of God." What Peter does is falls to his knees at Jesus' feet and says, "Depart from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man." Now, I don't know about you, I would have asked him for the winning Powerball numbers. He seems to know where the fish are. He might know those numbers. Why does Peter immediately confess his own sinfulness? How did Peter come to such a clear sense of sin? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus was generous with Peter. Peter had wanted fish, had hoped for fish, and God granted him fish, a superabundance of fish. Now, when someone is generous with you, and not only generous, but generous beyond your imagination, something happens inside you. You think, hey, why are you doing this? And then you think, there's no reason why you should do this. And then you think, I've done nothing to deserve this. And then finally you think, actually, I don't deserve this. I've done plenty of things that deserve the opposite. I think that's what happened to Peter. The discrepancy between what God had given him and what he knew he deserved, well, it just became overwhelmingly clear. And he had to acknowledge that discrepancy by saying, I'm a sinner. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So how do we get people to acknowledge their own sinfulness? Probably the main way is by following the example of God. Be generous to them. When the opportunity presents itself, give people what they know they have no right to expect. And the discrepancy between what you give and what they deserve, it might make them wake up and repent to their sin. And what should we do to be convinced of our own sinfulness? Well, we should begin by reflecting on all the ways God has taken care of us, all the blessings that He's given us. You should be able to sit down and reel off a list of at least 10, 20, 30, 50 unbelievable things God has done, is doing for you, and probably will continue to do for you. So begin with gratitude, and then ask the Holy Spirit to convince you concerning your own sin. That's the mission of the Holy Spirit. And then take a look at your life. What you've done, what you've failed to do. And then go to confession. And then repeat that process, at least the first three steps of gratitude, asking the Holy Spirit to convince you concerning your own sin and to examine your life. Do that every day. And then go to confession at least once a month. Our Lady has said that monthly confession would heal the church in the West. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What struck you about that meditation, Teresa?
I think part of what I was reflecting on is that I think we have very few good examples right now. Or at least, maybe as Catholics we can find better examples, but when it comes to people of good morality, I just mean, I think...
You mean like public figures?
Yeah, public figures. Just someone that anyone could think of. Like how a lot of people thought when Mother Teresa was one of the biggest public figures.
Or John Paul.
Yeah. But right now our culture is so good at doing this with physical looks, with seeing examples of perfect looks and immediately... having that reaction about
the discrepancy.
Yeah, about the discrepancy and feeling so low and seeing the difference. And we have completely lost the ability to see, well, or not even the ability, we just don't have that.
Yeah. What does moral excellence look like?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're bringing up a really good point, and this is...
But because of that, I think people instead, most people... What we experience in contrast to this meditation is the, well, I'm not a murderer. Because in the media, we're constantly hearing about, oh, did you hear so-and-so is a pedophile? Did you hear about the people who killed so many people? Mm-hmm. Did you hear about this terrible scandal? Oh, that husband that you thought was such a good husband in Hollywood? Well, he cheated on his wife. Mm-hmm. And that's what we see. Those are the examples that we're constantly facing all the time. And it gives us the opposite effect that we should have, which is, well, I'm not so bad.
Yeah.
It's completely flipped right now. That was my analysis or my...
This is why it's so important, if you're serious about becoming as happy as you can be,
mm-hmm.
then start reading the lives of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
Because they show us the moral excellence and... The lives of the saints will show us the discrepancy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just finished, as you know, reading the life of Joan of Arc.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I see? The discrepancy between her courage and mine.
Mm-hmm. But that should be a motivator.
Of course
I feel
it
like
is.
Nowadays, people see...
I don't really want to get burned
at the
stake.
We see greatness. Wow. we see greatness and we just shrug it off like... That's something I never could be.
Well, we were made to be a saint. We're supposed to be saints. Everybody can become a saint.
Yeah. We need to look for better examples and we have to be more aware of our sense of sin than our sense of attractiveness.
You know, the other thing too that makes me think, because we love athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Take the best athletes in any field, hockey, basketball, football, whatever. They have qualities that we can never have.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot aspire to what they have. Not so when it comes to the saints.
Yeah.
Because the quality that you need to become a saint is one thing. The Holy Spirit.
Mm.
The only quality you need is the Holy Spirit.
And we weren't all built to be a... 6'7" basketball star, but we were all built for sanctity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also think we should read the lives of the saints. We should also look at the good examples in our lives and be more grateful and aware of that. We all know plenty of holy people.
I know plenty of really good and virtuous people, and their distinct qualities of excellence show me the discrepancy in my own.
Yeah, but that we need people all along that path to show us that it's not just you're either a terrible person or you're burned at the stake, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're either martyr or Hitler.
Mm-hmm. So let's start looking down the gradient and the scale. Look at the people in your lives, the good example in your life. Allow that comparison to actually motivate us.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about don't just constantly compare yourself to saints and everyone in your life, but this sense of sin is really important.
Yeah. Well, this is good because we have a great feast day right around the corner, All Saints Day.
Mm.
So thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.